one of the things that really bothers me is that no one in the legal profession or in the judiciary who apparently knew about this Jack King's, indiscretion, but his indecent activities, behavior that is, just not acceptable on the part of a lawyer, that no one spoke out about it. No one did anything about it or complained about it. He wasn't brought before a disciplinary committee of the Law Society. Nothing happened until this chap, Alex Chapman, came forward and disclosed the circumstances under which he had been solicited by this Jack King to have a relationship with Jack King's wife, who is now the lawyer. This wouldn't have come to light unless this Alex Chapman had come forward. And astonishingly, there are people in high places who are suggesting that it's most unfortunate that this exposure did occur. Not too long ago in the Free Press, there was an article, it was a story written by the president or the top person in the law school, the dean or whatever, and also a professor there, decrying the fact that this whole dirty linen was being now exposed. In other words, implying that this was something that was better left not exposed. Well, I think we live in a society where we want to have assurance that the people who are practicing law and supposedly acting in the best interests of people and particularly children in family court are very honorable and decent people. Now, this Jack King is not only married to this judge who was a family court judge, but he also practiced law in that same a court venue in domestic relations or family court. And I wonder that no one at any time appears to have said, wait a minute. Should a lawyer be practicing in a court system where his wife is a judge? No one seems to have spoken up or shown any concern about that. So I'm very troubled about the role of the Law Society in this whole mess. Why didn't they do something? If they heard, if members of the Law Society knew about these wrongdoings, why did they not discipline this Jack King until there was an exposure in the press? Why does the Chief Justice of the province of Manitoba not have some concern that and apparently he was knowledgeable about this activities of Jack King. Why would he not be concerned about someone like that practicing law in family court and in a family court where his wife was the Associate Chief Justice? I don't understand the lack of concern, the silence that seemed to exist in both the judiciary and the legal community about this whole mess.
So, when it comes to people appearing in front of court, in front of these judges, I mean, Mr. King is a family court lawyer who's represented many people and has clearly been very successful, at least in terms of the decisions that he won. So, I mean, to what extent should we fear for the credibility, the soundness of decisions made in these family court proceedings?
Well, I would think that it might be, it should be incumbent upon the Chief Justice to take a look at the records of cases and see whether or not there was a fair adjudication of these cases in his court. I am of the strong view, because of the experience I've had recently with the woman who lost custody of her children, that our family court does not really protect the interests of children. They one justice in a case that I'm very familiar with indicated that the children would have no input into her decision, and that's a direct quote from the transcript of the trial. No input into her decision. Yet jurisdictions throughout Canada have recognized that it is very important that the children's views be heard. Not that the children make the decision. That's the court that has to make that decision. But the views of the children should be adequately heard. And I don't believe that that's happening in our court.
And I understand that the reason, or a reason, why the views of the children are not being heard is because of the invocation of something called parental alienation, which I believe Mr. King has commented on.
Yes, I think Mr. King is one of those lawyers in the domestic relations or family relations field that has been a strong proponent of this concept of parental alienation. And regrettably, I think it can be founded on the fact that a mother resists sending her child or children back into the custody or into the arms of someone she suspects is abusing those children. It's a catch-22 situation for mothers. And if they don't force the children, I don't know how they're supposed to force the children, but if they don't do it, they're deemed to be in contempt of court, and then they're judged to be an alienating parent. It's a system that cries out for review, and I think that the courts have an obligation to re-examine cases where this parental alienation has been used to the detriment of a mother or a parent and the children.
So, beyond, as this inquiry wraps up, I mean, whether the Ms. Douglas is, ultimately removed from the bench or not, is there anything else you are hoping to see come out of this besides a review? I imagine there'd be a provincial level review of our system.
Well, I would like to think that the Minister of Justice, Andrew Swan, would take an interest in this matter. I've tried to get him to intervene in a case that I'm very familiar with, and he's indicated that he's very reluctant to get involved, and he said he just can't get involved in court matters, particularly family court matters. But I hope that there will be a public demand that there be something done to look into the operations of the family court and root out the problems that I think are there.